Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And a good morning. It's time for our Tradio program here this morning on this Friday. It's the last Friday of March, the 28th. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Nice morning.
Yes, beautiful morning out there.
Yeah. And we've got callers lined up for Tradio here this morning. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you have an announcement about an event coming up, we'll put you on the radio. Our phone number, 907-772-3808. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Good morning, Chelsea.
And I just wanted to let folks know about an event that Petersburg Friends and Neighbors is hosting. We're hosting an April Fool's Day barbecue Tuesday, April 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m. It is a meet and greet with our Dan Sullivan that everyone is welcome to attend. It's a potluck barbecue. We'll have some music. It'll be a good time. We'll have ways to contact your legislators, and yeah, it'll just be a great time. And so if anyone wants to learn more or have any questions, my phone number is 907-518-0590.
So by our Dan Sullivan, you mean Petersburg's, not our senator.
What? Our means whatever you think it means. Yes, our Dan Sullivan.
Okay.
It's going to be a lovely time. We have some posters up. Family-friendly, sober events, pride-friendly. And, yeah, we hope people can make it. It should be a really lovely time.
Okay, could you give me your phone number one more time?
Absolutely. 907-518-0590. And that's Petersburg Friends and Neighbors is hosting it.
Right. But where is it?
Sandy Beach.
Okay. So all right.
We got next to the playground because the kids find their way there anyway.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Perfect.
So we'll cross our fingers for some lovely weather. It should be.
Yeah, and good weather for it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you. Have
okay.
a good day.
You too. All right. Next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. I have a 3-foot by 2-foot metal desk. Got 3 drawers in it, and I have a large gun cabinet, or a gun case, and a double air bed mattress. They're all $25 each, and the number is 518-4220. I also have a half inch of sheetrock that's $5 because it's got a small piece cut out of it.
The sheetrock again, did you say, was what?
Half inch.
Oh, half inch. Okay.
And it's not a 4x8, but it has a small piece cut
okay.
out of it. For $5.
All right.
And 4220 is the number.
Got that.
772-4220.
No, 518.
Oh, 518.
No,
okay.
518.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks. Have a good day. And next caller on line 3. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Sue Paulson with your theater review today.
Yes. Good morning, Sue.
Yes.
You went to the debut?
For one and all, to attend one of the last 3 productions of Much Ado About Nothing, a triumph directed by Elsa Winterstein and presented by Petersburg High School, the drama department. I went to opening night last night, and you know what Shakespeare is like. There's a lot of words there. Every word was heard. Every person in the cast was acting in an unbelievably fine manner. There were some fantastic standouts, and there was a powerful dose of Monty Python. So this is a funny play. It's really good. The costumes are inventive. The dancing, charming. The hairdo's perfect, I have to say. You have not seen nastiness on the stage until you have seen Waylon Jones. You have not seen true love until you finally see Benedict the married man break down. Utterly remarkable, everything about it. So there's more chances to see this wonderful play. Remember Sid Wright and Vara Wright, how they used to produce Shakespeare once a year? Well, Elsa Winterstein has brought it back. And it's on tonight at 7, it's on tomorrow night at 7, and I believe there's a matinee tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock Saturday.
If the energetic staff can summon up enough, because they put it all out there on the stage, and it really was a treat. So go to the theater. That's my advice.
Well, that's a raving review. Yes. Thank you. And I was going to say, because it's been quite some time that I recall that Shakespeare was on the stage here.
Yeah.
Yes, it goes back to Vara.
It's remarkably good. And I have to add, even the high school principal is in the cast. He plays the friar, ready to marry anyone. Oh, it's so great. All right, carry on.
All Thanks. Right, thank you so much, Sue. Nice review there.
Yes.
Next caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, this is Marilee.
Good morning, Marilee.
I'm still trying to find someone who would like to purchase a Norwegian bunad, an authentic Oslo from the capital city, Oslo, area. It is blue with a gray band across the skirt, embroidered with wildflowers. I have the complete costume, the dress, the blouse, the jewelry, a jacket, and the hat. All you need is shoes. It's about a size 14, so I can pay to get it to my current size. But it'd be a fair alteration. And I would just assume, since it's getting harder for me to really model something well, that somebody who would either is from Oslo or just would likes costume would like to take it and present it properly without all the old lady style. I'd love to have somebody else enjoy it, because I'm not sure how much longer I'll be able to wear it, period. And I have to make a decision this year about whether to pay some more to get it adjusted to my current size. It does adjust quite. I mean, she's changed sizes on me so many times, but this time is a bigger change. So if anybody is at all interested in purchasing an authentic Norwegian bunad from the Oslo area, which is a pretty, it's not the Petersburg blue, it's a deeper blue. Deeper? Anyway, no, I guess the lighter blue with a gray band. It's really beautiful. Everything is embroidered. It has the purse also. So give me a call. My number is 907-772-3136. I'd really like to have somebody that can really show that thing off.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful costume.
Yeah, well, good time of year to try
it.
So, well, thank you, Marilee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Next, caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom. This is Stephanie Tinas, and
hi.
I'm calling on behalf of the Sons of Norway.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just reminder to everyone that we're having Meatball Palooza on Sunday at the Lodge at 5 p.m. The Norwegian meatballs are made and ready, and so bring your favorite meatball, and we'll see you there.
Okay. 5 o'clock Sunday evening. Nice night for it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay. And next, good morning. Caller on line three, you're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom. This is Erin again. I was calling to remind everybody that I'm doing a fundraiser yard sale this Sunday from 12 to 2 at 106 North 2nd Street. It's the blue house on the corner across from the museum and the hospital and Salvation Army, and it has the doors for the fence. And it's going to be on the covered side deck area facing the museum, and I'll have lots of home goods, artwork, some antiques, all kinds of goodies. And it's all, there's no prices on anything. It's just whatever people want to donate, and then the proceeds will go to KFSK.
Okay.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you.
All right. Hopefully, I'll see everybody there. Take care.
All right. Okay, thanks, Erin. All right, phone lines are open. If you had called and had a busy signal, give us a try back. A couple things for this weekend of note. Little League tryouts are tomorrow in the high school gym, beginning for the younger kids at 9 a.m. and through the age groups going into the afternoon. For more information, you can contact 518-1463. That's 1463. Or by email, petersburglittleleague@gmail.com. Also on Sunday morning, the school district area and surrounding area will be closed off to pedestrian and vehicle traffic as a helicopter will be lifting the community siren off of the middle school right auditorium roof. And that's going to start at 8:45 on Sunday morning. It'll be about a 30-minute project. And so stay clear of that for your safety. And that is on Sunday morning. So again, the Little League tryouts are Saturday morning in the high school gymnasium. And also of note, there was some confusion about this. King salmon retention in the Petersburg-Wrangell area is prohibited starting Tuesday, April 1st. Monday is the last day to fish until midsummer in this area. For more information, contact Fish and Game at 772-5227. And another caller here, caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom and Chris. It's Dave Berg calling.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi. I wanted to give an update on Rotary Roses for one. We are trying to get realigned. We had a problem with shipping. So we've got to reschedule the Rotary Rose program. Probably going to be on the 16th of April. I know that we had tried to get it a week prior to that on the 9th, but it looks like the 16th is going to be the next time that our supplier is going to be able to get roses to us in time that are fresh and good roses. So it'll be mid-April that we plan to do the Rotary Rose program. And we sure appreciate the understanding of those in the community that have supported Rotary over all these years with buying roses. It's a big part of our program in being able to sponsor local activities and our inbound exchange students and also our outbound program too. So we appreciate that.
Good morning.
Well, yeah, that's I mean, everybody in town understands shipping issues that can happen. So that's good. So a month out for the 3 weeks,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah, 3 weeks. Another subject, totally different. You may have heard this afternoon is the deadline for the community foundation grant applications, and I'm putting together a grant application on behalf of the Compass Theater and the Wright Auditorium in the school. And trying to make some improvements in the lighting systems and also in the curtains that we have there at the facility. And so looking, sometimes there's people in the community that would like to donate to the arts and maybe, not really sure of these folks and, who might be available. But, if you've been thinking about doing something to help improve the Wright Auditorium, individuals in the community could give me a call and pledge, to this project. Looks like I'm putting together a grant that is probably going to improve the some maintenance issues that we've got going on there with the curtains getting a new scrim, some new rotator lights and that sort of thing. So the total grants that we're looking for is somewhere in the neighborhood of about $19,000. So we're looking for community support for portions of that to show that there's support in the community for public art in Petersburg and support of the Wright Auditorium. So if people are interested, they could give me a call with some sort of pledge. My number is 907-518-1199.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you guys take care.
All right, you too. And next, caller on line two. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
And Chris,
and Tom. This is Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Good morning. What a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Ooh, again. Well, I want to let people know there is bingo tonight, and doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. All are welcome in the community. The mobility chair is working just fine, and we'd love to have people come and help us raise our scholarship fund. That's what bingo provides for this little town and other maintenance things all through the building to keep it standing. It's been there for 112 years, and we hope it lasts another 112 years. Tonight on the menu, hot dogs, watermelon, and cookies. And I can't remember what the other one was. Anyway, it's a nice feast tonight.
That sounds like a summer picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little spring, starting early picnic. Yeah. Anyway, we'd just like to say everybody's welcome, and we'll see you there.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And that's the last caller. If you want to still fit in, you can. We'll take your call at 907-772-3808, but I think we can get to a rundown, Chris.
Okay, so Chelsea called. Friends and neighbors are having a barbecue on April 1st, Sandy Beach. 5 to 8, it's a meet and greet with our Dan Sullivan. And it's going to be the shelter next to the playground. If you have any questions, you can call Chelsea at 907-518-0590.
And we've got another caller. We'll sneak in. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, this is Sarah Hofstetter calling about our upcoming event for the Arts Council. And Sean Dagger is coming to town. Our date for him is April 5th at 7 p.m. at the Elks Ballroom. Tickets are $20 and $15 for youth. And he sings sea songs and shanties. And he's known for his viral shanties from the Assassin's Creed soundtrack. He brings sea songs and music from around the world to Petersburg, Alaska, at the Elks Ballroom. So you can go to the posters, which are up all around at the grocery stores outside IGA and Hammer and Recon and the coffee shops. There's a QR code there, and or go to Lee's Clothing.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. All right. Continue on, Chris.
Okay, so someone is selling a 3x2 metal desk with three drawers, a large gun case, double air bed mattress, and those are all $25 each. She also has a half inch sheetrock piece with a little bit cut out, so she's asking $5 for that. Contact 518-4220. Sue called. She went to Much Ado About Nothing last night and has nothing but praise and excellent review about that. Encourages everyone to go see that. It will be happening tonight at 7, Saturday at 7, and also a matinee at 2 p.m. Marilee called. She has an authentic Oslo Bunad for sale. It is blue with gray band and wildflowers embroidered on that. It is complete except for shoes, so it's got a purse, a hat, all that stuff. If you are interested, oh, it's a size 14. If you are interested, call 907-772-3136. Stephanie called. Sons of Norway are having their Meatball Palooza 5 p.m. on Sunday. And the Norwegian meatballs are done, but you need to bring your favorite to add. Aaron called. There is a fundraising yard sale, and that's 12 to 2. And is that tomorrow?
Sunday.
Okay. Somehow I missed that. Anyway, it's Sunday, 12 to 2 at 106 North 2nd. There are home goods, antiques, art. You pay what you want. All the proceeds will go to KFSK. Dave Berg called. There's an update on Rotary Roses. They should be here April 16th. He also wanted to mention that the Community Foundation is doing grants right now. There is a grant due today. He is trying to write one for Compass Theater. Of course, all grants love to have matching funds. And if you are calling, if you can donate or were thinking about donating, you can give him a call to pledge. And the number is 907-518-1199.
And we'll get somebody else in here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Morning. This is Marilee again. Just a little, maybe an extra reason to purchase my Bunad. It is warm. The other, you know, that cold day we had on the Little Norway, I think last year, I was toasty. Everybody else was freezing, but with my jacket on, I was toasty.
Great selling point.
Yeah.
If you are tend to be cold-blooded, or if you know, if you just want to be warm, you can always take the jacket off if it's too much. But with that jacket on, it was. The wind didn't bother me at all. Everybody else was just shivering. Oh, this is nice.
Okay.
So, if that moves you to buy it, by all means, bear it in mind. Thanks.
Thank you, Marilee. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and Sally called. It's bingo night tonight at the Suns. Bingo raises money for scholarship fund and building maintenance. There's going to be hot dogs, watermelon, and cookies. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. Sarah called from the Arts Council. Sean Dagher is going to be in town April 5th at the Elks. He does sea songs and sea shanties. 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for youth. You can get them at Lee's or look for posters with the QR code. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Chris. That wraps up Tradio for today. We've got the jet report from Viking Travel coming up here shortly. And coming up at 10 o'clock, it's Science Friday. This afternoon, there's music with our volunteers, Alec McMurrin hosting Street Beat, Group of Advisory Teens hosting After School Notes. That begins at 2:30. And this evening, Mark McCallum, your host for Ebb Tide at 6:30. It's followed by Alaska's Fresh Catch. This is a music program out of Anchorage, hosted by Dave Emmert, and it includes Alaskans and others for the music program. It's every Friday night at 9 on KFSK. And Abby Hardy is your host for Radio Free Petersburg tonight at 10. And at midnight, we have music from Philadelphia with the World Cafe. Hope you have a great weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.